Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
You are listening to Pacific Mornings. My name is Talia Olatia. The Samoan art of tatau is the great-grandfather of modern tattoos, and the art form has been practiced for thousands of years. And a new exhibition at the city's Immigration Museum in Melbourne showcases the work with photographs of work of tattoo masters. It has a special focus on the Suluape family, the nation's most famous tatau practitioners. Anthony Stewart went along to find out what the exhibition is all about.
You're hearing the tap, tap, tap of a Samoan master tatauist at work using hand tools to slowly etch a man's skin. It's an art form that has been performed by Samoans for thousands of years.
Hi, I'm Iseta Suluapi. I'm daughter of the late master tatauist featured in the exhibit, Sua Suluapi Bola II.
Iseta, when is the first time you got a tattoo? How old were you? What was the experience like?
But when I was 16, as a birthday present for my parents. And I did get the traditional way. I have felt the actual machine itself, and I think the machine hurts more than the traditional way, to be honest.
What does it mean to walk around with that piece of Samoan history on you?
I think that's a blessing. I wear it with pride, and I think many others do. For others to see us wear our tatau, they'll know, okay, this person's Samoan, that's pretty neat. I'd like to learn more about it. And, just get them to come to this exhibition just to have that interest, to spark it, is exciting for us to let more people know about it.
An exhibition is about to open at Melbourne's Immigration Museum, Tatau, Marks of Polynesia. Iseta's late father was one of Samoa's most respected tattoo masters, and photographs of his works are a centrepiece of the exhibition.
It's been many years without Dad, and I think this is very emotional for me. And to see his work, he took a lot of pride and passion in his work. I'm proud as a daughter and as a family member of seeing something like this. It's amazing.
Talofa, I'm Rita Semonitafa. I'm from the villages of Vaimosos, Bali'i, Sasina, Falealupo, and I am involved with the exhibition in terms of community consultation. It's really important for Samoan people to share our culture, and the tatau is the most visible element to our Fa'a Samoa, our Samoan culture, because we wear it on our skin. We're very proud to display our tattoos. And also knowing the history of our tattoos is something that we like to share with non-Samoan, non-Pacific peoples. Being Samoan, it's really, really important to share the tattoo. It needs to travel from generation to generation so that it can live. Cultural longevity is really important in our culture because many Samoan people live outside of the homelands. So the tatau is a way to continue traditions and maintain those traditions outside of Samoa.
Tatau remains a significant part of Samoan cultural expression today, but it's hoped this exhibition will also reconnect the local Polynesian community with this part of their heritage.
Because we all see a little bit of ourselves in the images and in these exhibits. It's really important for people, especially people who have had children here in Australia, to take them along and share the story. It's really important for them to see these images and, mum and dad to explain, so this is a tatau and your grandfather had a tatau, and it's really important for you to understand what it means. These all help with the understanding of our own culture.
Do you think it helps Samoan people who have been living in Australia for a long time reconnect with that culture?
Yeah, sure. There's been such an influx in the interest in Samoan culture in the last decade, especially with the 90s, with the massive exodus of Kiwis coming over from New Zealand. And a majority of them were Samoans. And so you have Samoans that are being born here, and those who have been here for 20-plus years who have actually seen the difference. There's now a lot of Pacific events happening in Melbourne. When I say a lot, I mean in terms of the Pacific population that we have. It's still not as much as what's happening in Sydney and Brisbane, but it's a lot for our people here. And it's really important for them just to come out and reconnect, remember And just to revitalize their love and passion for Samoan tradition and culture.
The song you've been hearing is the traditional ballad that tells the story of Te Tau. It was performed by a group of Victorian Samoan women to enhance the exhibition's experience.
It's a story of two women who swam to the shores of Samoa with the tools. They came from a not-so-far-away island. As they were singing, the song went that the women wore the te tau and not the men. So as they dived undersea to where they saw a clam, as they resurfaced, the song changed, and it was the men that get the te tau and not the women, which is what it is today.
Does that legend or myth play out in the designs that are in the te tau?
Yes, I think it does. We do have different designs, and they all mean different things, and that's where the tattooers and the client, that's what they share together between them two, you know, to help this person have their story on their body through the actual patterns itself.
So when we're in the exhibition and we're looking at all these different patterns, each of them tells an individual story.
Absolutely. There is a discussion, and that's where, you know, the importance of understanding the te tau comes into play, where you speak about your family, your lineage, all that comes into play too. To help the tattooers understand you, your family, your lineage, and, you know, give that to you on your body, tattoo that on your body.
Regardless of who's wearing it, when you see those patterns, it's, even though I see a lot of te tau, but it's very awe-inspiring for me, you know, because especially with the male tattoo, the amount of work and the hours that they spend in receiving it, such a big undertaking, you'd have to be very brave to be able to lie down and go through all that. I don't know if you can say pain. It is pain, but it's an embracing pain. You know, you embrace it. That's part of the tradition.
Very brave indeed. And the Te Tau Marks of Polynesia is on at the Melbourne Immigration Museum from today until the 26th of October. That report there was by Anthony Stewart.